The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply, but get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling, but make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get roman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the home of the Best Ball Mania 2 contest, where you can win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. Sign up now at underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. What up, NBA fans and DGens? Dan Titus here with the NBA Gambling Podcast, hosted by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And I'm joined with the homie, Munaf, sports nerd Manji. What's good, bro? How are you feeling on this Thursday morning?
Doing well, man. Great night of hoops last night. You know, I think there's about six games left for each team for the rest of the season. Then we're going to get into that play-in tournament in the playoffs. So, looking forward to it, man. It's going to get exciting here for this last week and then getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, man, it's going to be exciting. I mean, with all the games, I mean, teams are so close right now. The Nuggets and the Clippers are battling out for that 3-4 spot. We got the Suns and the Jazz. I mean, who's going to win out there for the top spot out west? But, yeah, man, really excited. We're going to talk about a few different things today. We're going to get into primarily just a quick recap of last night's games. Then we'll give you a little preview of what we're going to do today. We got a 7-game slate on deck, so it should be pretty fun. We got some pretty good matchups later on in the night. And then we're going to go through the prop shop, give you three of our best plays for the prop bets, and as well as our best bets for Thursday's slate. So before we get into it, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsor, then we'll get back to the action. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. Get started today, and you'll receive a special offer for up to $500 in risk-free sports bets. Terms and conditions apply, but get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. All right, so, damn, what happened over at that that Pacers game last night, man? It looked like Goga Bistaze, I don't know how you say his last name, Bistaze, he got into a heated argument with their assistant coach, and it looked like Miles Turner got involved. Several players of the Pacers bench looked like they were just, I don't know, there's some internal turmoil going on there. We know that the head coach, Bjorgren, hasn't been the best. He's admitted himself that, you know, he could be better with players and there's room for improvement there, but this looks like a dumpster fire. As we're getting into today's contest, we might as well just hit it off. I mean, this is a great segue into your daily fadeaway. I mean, I don't think we want any parts of this team right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Zach and I discussed this yesterday a little bit with that report coming out by Shumps over at The Athletic. And, you know, they were just talking about which coaches were kind of on the hot seat. You know, we were a little surprised to see, I think, you know, Nate Bjorgren on that list because it was just his first year there to this season. But I saw something last night, I think that kind of a follow-up to that story was that, you know, their main players, it was Sabonis, and I think they had mentioned Brogdon on that report that, you know, they weren't happy with the coach. And then last night you saw that, you know, I think it was assistant coach Greg Foster, you know, got into it with their backup center and it just didn't look good, man. You know, like you said, Miles Turner got involved and Jeremy Lamb was getting involved and, you know, Malcolm Brogdon, I don't know, I didn't see him there, but, you know, not a good look, right? Especially when you have turmoil within your, between coaches and players. And, you know, we don't know what the extent of the argument was or what it was, or, you know, if he was, didn't pick up on defense or whatever the case might be. But, No, regardless, it just doesn't look good. And I think, yeah, just going right into that daily fadeaway, you know, I want to fade these Pacers team tonight. I think last night would have been a great spot also because they were coming off that report. And I mentioned this to Zach that we should have faded them last night in hindsight. But I think, you know, going up against Atlanta tonight, you know, Atlanta's hot right now, right? They won three in a row here. They're battling for playoff positioning here, just a half a game back from that fourth spot. So, you know, I think, you know, I'm going to fade this, Indiana Pacers team, possibly looking at obviously the spread for the game and, you know, taking Atlanta's team total. Cause right now we talk about on the daily fadeaways, whether it's fading a team, just overall the team that you don't want part of a team that you're fading defensively, all three of those, you know, kind of tick mark that checkbox for me. So definitely staying away from this Pacers team tonight. I'll be on Atlanta tonight for sure.
Yeah, this game's opened at 4.5. Pacers laying down 4.5. And now it's moved to 6 already.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, you know, to your earlier discussion, man, the Kings crushed them last night. Marvin yeah. Bagley had 31-12. Like, what? If you're allowing Marvin Bagley to get that kind of work, something's up. And I think that was what kind of led, at least looking at the optics of watching the game. Mm-hmm. I think the assistant coach was shouting at Goga, I guess, for getting torched by him and Mo Harkless like much of the game. And I think it just goes to show, man, that's where I'm fading as well. I love that call because this team just looks like they're in a disarray.
Yeah.
They're 30-34 right now. They don't look like they're going in the right direction. And if your two stars of your team are unhappy, being Domantas Sabonis and Malcolm Brogdon, man, you're definitely in some shit there. So
yeah,
I definitely feel you on that. But yeah, I don't like, I'll probably go, yeah, I'm going to stick with Atlanta here. Atlanta's definitely moving and grooving. And that 240, what do you think about that total? You know, we got 238.5 opening and then closing that right now, it's looking like 240. Do you like this to still be an up-tempo game despite, I mean, we've talked about it at length, how bad Indiana's defense is. So
yeah,
I mean, they're easily the worst defense in the league right now in terms of points per game over to our last 10 games, mm-hmm. rebounding, points in the paint, you name it. This team is awful.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tough because now you're starting to question what the motivation is going to be for the Indiana Pacers players, right? You know, are they still going to go out there and play hard because there's friction between the players and the coaches? You know, we don't know what we're going to get, but I know last night, I think, surprisingly, I think Sacramento is starting to be one of the better defensive teams that we've seen. I mean, you kind of take a look at what Sacramento has done defensively over their last couple games here. They haven't given up that many points. Last night, they only gave up 93 to the Pacers in their two previous games, again, Dallas and Oklahoma City, both at 99. So three straight games where they've held opponents under 100. So, you know, I mean, I think if there's a look, you probably want to take a look at taking the Atlanta Hawks team total. Just the question for me is going to be like, what effort are we going to get out of the Indiana Pacers? That's my big question. And we know when there's questions like that, I kind of tend to like kind of stay away from it and just let it play out.
Right. Feel that. All right. And then, so the next game we are going to talk about the Chicago Bulls heading to Charlotte to take on the Hornets. This game opened up at 2.5, the Charlotte Hornets laying 2.5-point dogs. Now they're currently 3.5-point dogs. Pretty interesting here. We got the game total at 217, only moved up from a modest 216. So I'm taking Charlotte here. I like Charlotte to continue to make, even though they're down quite a few players, we know, but they lost Miles Bridges to COVID health and safety protocols. Devontae Graham has been ruled out. I still like this spot for the Charlotte Hornets. They tend to be a team that tends to show up despite all the injuries that they've had mounting against them throughout the season. This team remains clutch, especially late in the games. And I don't think that the Chicago Bulls, still not being at full strength, are going to be able to stick with one of the better teams in the East, and the bottom tier better teams of the East.
I'm going to go the other way. I do like Chicago here tonight. I know they're getting Zach LaVine back, but, you know, exactly, you know, if there's going to be rust on him because he hasn't played in a while because of him being out, we should see Vucevic going here tonight. So I think that's just going to be a boost for the for the Chicago Bulls here tonight. And then, you know, they still have their role players, you know, pretty clean injury report for the Chicago Bulls. You know, they have all their guys, Patrick Williams, Kobe White, you know, Lauren Markkanen off the bench. So I'm going to go the other way. I'll take Chicago plus the points here tonight. I think this will probably come down to the wire for both of these teams here tonight.
I like the fact that the Bulls, I mean, they've been really good. One of the better teams on the road. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the Hornets, I'm leaning towards the Hornets only because it's getting so close to that playoff push. We see what the LaMelo Ball effect is. Like, this team has just been plays amazing when he's on the floor. But they are pretty shorthanded when compared to the Chicago Bulls. But Hornets 10-4 against the spread in their last 14 home games versus teams with losing records. So I'm hoping that they're going to continue that trend here, but we'll see. It's definitely going to be a good one. And are you going to touch the team totals for this one, or are you going to keep it?
No, I'll probably just stay away from this. I mean, I don't really have much leans on either side for this game, at least.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break here from our sponsor, then we'll get back to the action.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you've come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/SGP now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. So getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving the home. Complete an online visit today to connect with your doctor and take care of it. So, lastly, just go to GetRoman.com/SGP and get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/SGP. Get started now and save $15 on your first month of treatment.
For our next game, we're going to go to the Washington Wizards heading to Florida to take on the Toronto Raptors. Currently, we have Toronto as 3-point favorites, but Washington is the hot team right now. I mean, 7-3 in their last 10, 8-2 against the spread. We saw Toronto go toe-to-toe with the Clippers just a night ago. Do you think that this is going to be a rest game for the Toronto Raptors, or do you foresee this being them being at near full strength, going up against a Wizards team that's certainly surging right now and trying to lock in that play-in tournament spot?
Yeah, I mean, I've been riding this Washington Wizards team here, you know, on their little, at least, you know, covering streak. They almost pulled it out last night, kind of got away from them that final minute. I think Covington hit like two big three-pointers for them. Yeah. But, you know, there's almost a chance for Washington to win that game last night. I think Garrison Matthews had a heave from like just beyond half court and almost went in. But, you know, this Washington team, they're playing hard, right? And I think that they do want to get into this play-in tournament and possibly get in as an 8 seed. So, you know, with this Toronto team, we're still at this point of the season. We're trying to figure out, like, what's their plans? Like, what are they trying to do? Because they have so many guys in and out of the lineup. You know, we have Kyle Lowry playing one night. The next night, he's not playing. Fred VanVleet, same story with that guy. You know, Pascal Siakam, the list goes on for this team. But, you know, looking at Washington on back-to-back situations this season, 10-6 against the spread. They're 11-5 on to the over in back-to-back situations. I'm going to stay with Washington here. I'm going to just continue to ride their, you know, little cover streak here. They're playing hard. Russell Westbrook, again, playing out of his mind as usual. You know, we're not surprised. They're forced, I think, 5 straight covers now for Washington. So I'm going to stay with them here, plus the points here tonight. And I do like the over in this game. I think we see some great up and down in this game, even though the Wizards are on a back-to-back. I would probably take that first half over between these two teams. Maybe we see some tired legs from the Wizards in the second half because they're on a back-to-back, but I really do like this over here tonight between these two teams.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Wizards as well. In their last three, they're ranking top three in the NBA in terms of offensive rating. Yep. This team's been flying down the court. Russell Westbrook, man, it's just Dude is just putting up ridiculous historic numbers, continues to give you a nightly triple-double, all the while Bradley Beal is continuing to do his damage. And he's just getting these obscure players involved, like Daniel Gafford. We've seen him improve a lot over the last over the streak of winning games. Yep. So I like their spot here. Toronto, there's no chance that they're getting into that 10th spot now. I think they're back too far. So I think that this is just playing for a lottery ticket at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, a little disappointing season for Toronto, but, you know, I think we had previously mentioned, I think this is one of the teams for sure that is like one number one, not being to be able at least play in their home court. You know, they've been in Tampa. And then I think the biggest thing for this Toronto team has been not having fans, because they really thrive off of having fans in their arena. So hopefully they can bounce back next season. Just so it'll be an interesting offseason for this team.
Yeah, they've also been one of the hardest teams hit by COVID this season too. So you're just piling it on the Toronto Raptors. You know, as a betting guy, I wonder, you know, have we foreseen the elements of not being able to play on your home court and not having any fans, plus getting the COVID layer? Man, they were just doomed for success this year.
Yep.
And for the next game, let's take it to the Brooklyn-Dallas game, man. This one should be fun. This is going to be a shootout. We got the opening line opening up at 3.5 points. The Dallas Mavericks laying 3.5. Still seeing Mavericks at 3.5. Over under at 234. I'm gonna go the over here. Even though Dallas has been pretty good at defense lately. The Nets offense, man, we just can't be understated what Kevin Durant has been doing. Kyrie Irving got loose a little bit after struggling against the previous matchup against the Bucks. So I think he's in a good spot to also put up some buckets here. But what do you think about this game?
Yeah.
We have the Dallas Mavericks 7-3 against the spread in their last 5-5 against the spread in their last 10, 7-3 overall. Whereas the Brooklyn Nets continue to just be middle of the pack in terms of covering here, 5-5 in their last 10 as well.
Yeah, you know, obviously Brooklyn is now on a 3-game losing streak after dropping both of the games against Milwaukee. So I'm sure they'll be hungry for a win here tonight. This almost seems like a big brother, little brother situation kind of game where you have like, you know, at least the more talented team with the superstars on a team with Kyrie and KD going up against Luka. And then, you know, again, KP is out again for this game. So it's going to have to be really the shooting for Dallas if they're going to win this game here tonight. But I just don't see it here tonight. I think this is a game where Brooklyn kind of gets back to their winning ways. And I think this is the game that they need because, you know, I believe the Milwaukee Bucks are now just only one game behind them for that 2 spot. So some winnable games coming up for Brooklyn that they should more than likely win the rest of their games here this season. It's a really easy schedule from they have Dallas tonight. Then they have Denver, Chicago, San Antonio, Chicago again, and Cleveland. So I think this is where they start their winning streak to finish out the rest of the season. So for tonight, you know, like you mentioned, I love Brooklyn in the spot here tonight. It might be a little trappy, but I think KD and Kyrie come out here and take care of business.
Yeah, I think you stated it well. I mean, even though it could seem trappy, you know, going potentially 3 games down at this stage in the season, you know, the Nets could easily still get that first spot, you know, but they could also fall to number 3. They fall to 3. I don't know. That 6 team is going to play a really interesting part in the way that this tournament shakes out. At least from the playoff standpoint, because I don't know that, you know, between the Knicks and the Hawks, you know, they're a half game between them. If the Celtics make a late season run, I don't want to see the Knicks in the first round. Or even the Hawks. I don't know. They match up pretty well, and they've been one of the better teams in the second half of the season. So I don't know. I think that this is really going to – the playoff seeding is going to matter. So I think we might see the Nets have a little bit more motivation tonight to get that W.
For sure.
And let's take it to the next. We got the Memphis Grizzlies going against the Detroit Pistons. Currently, the Pistons are laying 9 points. Yeah, this is an interesting contest. I think we've already heard Jeremy Grant has been ruled out. Mason Plumlee's ruled out. So we're getting the JV team of the Pistons once again. But this team is still competing. So they tend to, it's really interesting. I feel like the last maybe five games I've watched the Pistons, they'll always be in the game going into the fourth quarter late in it. And then they just do some shit to just blow it, whether it's turnovers, fouls, but it's just, I mean, every time I pick them as the dogs to cover, man, they wind up doing some shit to just give me a bad beat. So like, I'm wondering, how are you betting this one? How are you going to play it?
I'm not sure if I'm betting this game because, you know, like you said, we don't know what we're going to get out of Detroit every single night. I think Zach has labeled it the best. He's like, this is the best tank job he's seen in quite some time by Detroit.
They're so good, man. They give you hope. And then it's like, oh, wait, this team is complete garbage. They're just going to blow the game for you and give and right. all your hopes and dreams on this bet.
You know, yeah, you take a look at, I mean, what Detroit's done over their last four games. Obviously, you know, four losses. They've covered once in that game that was against Charlotte where, you know, that last, I think, like 10 seconds or 20 seconds was taking like 10 minutes because of reviews and things like that. But,
yeah,
you know, again, this is like a Memphis team is like, what is the motivation? Obviously, they are holding on to that eighth seed, and this is a game where they need to get against a lesser opponent in the NBA, right? So you're kind of thinking that Memphis should come out and take care of business against the Detroit Pistons, who are for sure headed for that top four pick lottery in the draft coming up. I think last night was a big victory for them. Obviously a huge high scoring game, that game down on a back-to-back situation. Memphis on back-to-back situations this season, 6-7 against the spread. So not much there, 8-5 to the over. I'll take Memphis. I mean, like you said, we don't know what we're going to get from the Detroit Pistons. If they're in the game that fourth quarter, they might just kind of fumble it away and Memphis will miraculously get the cover. So I'm going to stay with the Memphis Grizzlies here tonight, 21-12 against the spread on the road. They're 8-5 as a road favorite. So I'm looking for Memphis to come out and take care of business against the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, this is my fade of the day. I just don't trust. I can't trust these Pistons, man. Like, just, I know as soon as I pick them, they're going to be in it late game and then do some heroics and then actually cover. So they fucked me too much last week, man. I'm burning them. They burned me too much. I'm passing on them today. But totally agree with everything you just said. Memphis, only a half game up on the Golden State Warriors right now. So yeah, they got to continue to win here. And the Warriors are also playing tonight. You know, they're coming off a tough loss. But fortunately for them, they're playing against the Thunder. So actually, that's a good segue. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into that game.
If you haven't played on Underdog Fantasy, you have to check out their best ball tournaments. They're some of the best around, including their Best Ball Mania 2 tournament, where you can win up to $1 million. Plus, you can play a number of games involving parlaying player props for MLB and the NBA and more. They also give you special NBA playoffs best ball tournament coming up as well. So go to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN. And don't forget to enter their Best Ball Mania 2 tournament for your chance to win $1 million. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
So the Thunder, this was originally going to be my fade. But I actually think that the Warriors can cover 14 points here. Lu Dort is probably not going to play. And Thunder are just in straight up tank mode, but I don't think that they're going to be very competitive here. I think the Warriors are really need a win bad. So this could be one of those. I know you prophesized a Curry 50 point night. I think this could easily be a Curry 40 point night.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't even need him that much, but I don't know. I think that they're going to need him to continue to get 30 plus to win games, no matter who the opponent is. Because it's really, surprisingly, I know you don't like him, but Andrew Wiggins has stepped up tremendously over the last 3 days, 3 games or so. Mm. But that being said, you're still left to Andrew Wiggins. So when does Andrew Wiggins go back to being Andrew Wiggins? Draymond Green has also played really well, hit some clutch buckets in their last couple of games. But yeah, I don't think the Thunder are going to compete here. The Warriors seem locked in. We've heard the words out of Steve Kerr and how much this team wants to be in this play-in tournament. So I think that they're going to find the motivation. I think they're going to cover here. I think they're going to just beat them outright. It's going to be a tough game for the Thunder.
Yeah, 100%.
To travel.
Yeah, 100% agree. Again, two straight games now for, they'll play Thunder tonight and they'll play again on Saturday night. So two easy wins should be in the books for the Golden State Warriors, right? And like you mentioned, like Steve Kerr wants his team to get into the play-in tournament. When you have a guy like Steph Curry, anything's possible. But, you know, rightfully so, like you said, you know, Andrew Wiggins stepping up at the right time for this team. And hopefully he can continue that to give support to Steph Curry here for the rest of the season if they do want to get into that play-in tournament. You know, I agree with you. I think this is going to be a blowout for the Golden State Warriors here tonight. I know it's a big number, but they should take care of business. Like you mentioned, Oklahoma City Thunder, obviously, they do need a tank with all their draft picks here coming up. They've now lost four straight games. You know, I mean, not much else, right? Like it's Golden State game to go out and just kind of take care of business and just keep getting the W's and get into that play-in tournament.
Yep, I'm with you there. So one of the better, I mean, it's going to be an exciting game anytime the LA teams get together. It should be a good one, but We're not going to have LeBron James, unfortunately, in this one. But AD, man, willed the Lakers to a victory last game. So he's going to probably be the one that's going to be counted on against the Los Angeles Clippers here. So currently we have the Clippers 8.5 favorites, excuse me, with a game total of 211. So we're expecting a dogfight here. This is a pretty low scoring contest. Both teams, yeah. I mean, the Lakers are still, you know, tops in the league, you know, top three in the league in terms of defensive efficiency, despite how bad Andre Drummond is at basketball. I wouldn't be surprised if Frank Vogel actually started messing with the lineups a little bit, getting Marc Gasol now that he's healthy, getting him more time, especially battling against a Clippers team that likes to hammer the mid-range and the paint. So currently, I don't know, man. I think I might take the Lake show here to cover the 8 points. But this is just a gut. I think Kyle Kuzma has popped up on the injury report. He should be active. Anybody else? Anthony Davis, I think, is probable as well. So, I mean,
he'll play. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he'll definitely give it a go given how much the Lakers really need a win. They are tied with the Dallas Mavericks for the fifth seed right now. But don't sleep on those Blazers because they're firmly a half game back of both of those teams. So, this is a really interesting time for the Western Conference in those middle seedings because, you know, as we talked about earlier in the show, the three teams, the Jazz, Suns, and Nuggets, I don't know that you want to face any of those teams. So the sixth spot is the death spot to me. You don't want to get the six. So we'll see who shakes out. But how are you going to bet this one?
I think the six, if Denver finishes as the three, so I think a six spot may be a good spot going up against Denver. I mean, I know they're playing well, but without Jamal Murray, especially in the playoffs, I think that's going to be a tough task for the Denver Nuggets, but we can get into that a little later. As far as the game here tonight, I mean, I think is 8 too many points for the Clippers to cover here tonight? I think so. I mean, anytime I think we see this Lakers team as an underdog role, I mean, I know they're going up against the Clippers. I think this game is more important to the Lakers. I mean, if they lose here tonight and if Dallas somehow gets the victory here tonight against the Nets, all of a sudden the Lakers and the Blazers are, you know, head to head for that 6 and 7 seed. I'll agree with you. I'll take the Lake show. I won't be betting this game. I'll watch probably the first half. It'll probably be a snooze, especially with the low total. You know, Clippers have been struggling a little bit also. They had those, what, I think 3 straight losses, and they were able to come back against Toronto and get the victory there. But you know, again, injuries are piling up for the Lakers. You take a look at their injury report, a lot of game time decisions. Not having Schroeder and LeBron James, obviously, two of your five starters, it certainly takes a toll on your team. Yeah, I'll take Lakers in underdog role here, +8. I won't be betting this game, but if I had to pick, I'll probably take the Lakers here.
Yeah, and what about the game total? Are you going to mess with that one to 11?
I would lean towards the under just because these two teams, especially the Lakers, I mean, they're not really playing with a high pace, right? I mean, take a look over their last 10 games here. As far as pace, the Lakers are Clippers are 25, and surprisingly, the Lakers, where are they? Number 22. So, you know, they're really slowing the game down and trying to get into their half-court offenses and then, you know, going from there. But definitely I would take a shot with the under here tonight.
Yeah, Clippers been playing extremely slow over their last two. It's really been Kawhi Leonard hasn't really been as aggressive on the offensive end. I mean, he's failed to hit, I think his last two games, 16 points, 13 points, shooting efficiently, but he's just not shooting that much. So I don't know when we're going to look to see when he's going to start looking for his shot. And I was actually going to take that to the prop shop. For one of my plays today, I was eyeing his line at 22 and a half points. He tends to play well against the Lakers, averaging 22 and a half over the course of this season. And he also plays pretty well at home, 26 points per game. But he's just been so conservative on the offensive end, it's hard for me to get behind 22 and a half. But on that note, we'll take a quick break and then we'll get into the prop shop.
Better than Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what D-Gens only care about, sports betting. We're giving out free daily video picks over at our Better Than Vegas profile page. Better Than Vegas is always running a ton of free contests as well. They get a ton of free picks and handicappers to check out. So make sure to subscribe to our profile so you don't miss a pick at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
The prop shop. Munaf, what do you like tonight? What games are you eyeing and what players specifically and why?
I'll go, I have three here listed for tonight, and I think the first two are in the same game, so I'll cover both of them here real quick. The first one's going to be Clint Capela over the 13 and a half rebounds against the Indiana Pacers here tonight. In two games this season previously, Capela grabbed 24 in one game, and then he had 11 in the other game. And then, again, Pacers this season or so far, especially without Miles Turner, they have been giving up 27 points per game to that center position and then close to 19 rebounds. So we know what a rebounding machine Clint Capela is for the Atlanta Hawks. You know, one of the leaders in rebounds, I think, if not the leader in rebounding in the league this season. So I think that he should, I know it's a big number, but I think he should be able to easily grab 14 here tonight against the Indiana Pacers. And then the second one I had was Trae Young over 9.5 assists. Take a look over his last two games. He's been in double digits fairly easily. And then again, the two matchups against the Pacers this season, averaging 12.5 assists per game. He had 11 in one game and then 14 in the other. So I think he'll get a lot of assists tonight. I think getting towards the basket and throwing lobs up to either Clint Capela or John Collins for those easy baskets, because again, the lack of presence inside for the Indiana Pacers has really been their Achilles heel without Miles Turner there. So those are the two props I had for that Indiana Pacers and the Atlanta Hawks game here tonight.
I dig it. I'm going to go. Yeah. Especially because I love the way you're attacking the hapless Indiana Pacers here.
Yeah, it's kind of like kick them while they're down, right?
If it's full advantage of their dumpster fire that is the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah,
because I was actually just reading an article real quick on how their head coach responded to hey, we got to recover pretty quickly. We got a game the next day. I just don't get the warm and fuzzy from his response that this team is going to get it together in a day's time. So yeah, take full advantage of Clint Capela and Trae Young about to torch these dudes. And it also helps that, you know, Domantas Sabonis, he's not as much as an active and thorough rebounder and scorer and assistant playmaker that he is. He's not really a dog that's going to keep Clint Capela off the glass. Like, he's going to be battling O'Shea Brissett. For a lot of the front court minutes. So there's just not going to be a lot of people that can keep him away from the paint there in the rim. So I'm going to go with, for my first one, Kyle Kuzma over 11.5 points. Okay. Kuzma's been struggling a little bit, but I think that this is going to be a good place for him. He usually plays well against the Clippers and he plays better at home. I think he's 11.5 seems a bit low for me. I think he can actually get closer to the 14-15 range. So that's what I'm going to go for that for the Lakers and Clippers game. I just wanted to have some action on that game because similar to you, I don't know that I'm going to want to bet it.
Yeah.
The next one I'm going to go with is Kevin Durant over 29.5 points. It's a bit high. But I'm riding the hot hand here mainly because the Brooklyn Nets need a win. And he's hit over 30 points in his last two. He scored 32 against Milwaukee three nights ago. And then last time dropped 42, a nice 42, a real cool 42. Still not looking overly aggressive. He just picks his spots, takes his time, and gets busy. So I think he could easily go for another 30 piece tonight in a must-win game so late in the season against a formidable opponent like the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, you got it.
No, no, I was just going to talk about Kyle Kuzma here real quick. You know, I think this is a spot for him to kind of step up and help AD out, especially in a game that it's almost like a must-win situation for them, right? Because they are battling in the playoff picture that we talked about, and then, you know, a lot of injuries for them. So if there's a time for Kyle Kuzma to step up, like you mentioned, they are, even though it's a quote-unquote road game, but they're playing in the same, you know, arena, obviously, against the Clippers, I think this is a good spot for him to step up and score some points here tonight for the LA Lakers. I was going to mention something, but I forgot. You go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, Kuzma to me, yeah, like I like it over the last 10 games, he's averaging 12 points, which is obviously not something that is anything to write home about, but against playoff teams, he tends to play a bit better. So he's averaging 12 points a game against those teams. And against the top eight in the West, he's right around 11. So I think this is a game where we'll see him come out a little bit more aggressive going up against, you know, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. He's going to have to get busier. They're going to get run off the court because Anthony Davis can't do it all himself. And I'm looking at him. Although KCP has played very well for them, he's really been holding it down. Didn't actually think he was that good and worthy enough of getting that contract. It was primarily off of his defense, but he's been extremely valuable in the offensive end as well. But I'm expecting Kyle Kuzma to maybe take that step up, get that motivation, because they're in that tight race for that that 4-6 seeds. So let's go to your third prop. Who do you got?
It hasn't come out yet. I don't know why, but let me see if it has. But I wrote down, I wanted to take Jonas Valanciunas over his rebounds tonight against the Detroit Pistons. You know, Pistons over there again, you know, you don't have Mason Plumlee here tonight, obviously, because of injuries, but they've been struggling against that center position. And, you know, we know what Jonas Valanciunas can do against, you know, on any given night as far as grabbing rebounds. Detroit Pistons over their last 2 weeks against the center position have given up close to 19 rebounds per game. And, you know, again, Valanciunas is a guy that a monster rebounder for this interior of the Memphis Grizzlies. Quickly trying to just pull up his stats here real quick over this last couple games here. You know, in the one game against Detroit this season, he did play 30 minutes, grabbed 15 rebounds in that game. Over his last 10 games, 14 points. You know, rebounding is down a little bit over his, you know, last 10 games, but he's only played in seven of those because of, you know, injuries and things like that. You know, previous to last night, big where teams were just shooting out of their mind last night against the Knicks, he grabbed 16. Against the Orlando Magic, two games, he had 16 and 15. So I think that should continue for him tonight to, you know, or at least help out the Memphis Grizzlies on the rebounding side of the basketball here tonight.
I like it.
Yeah, let me see if there's a number that popped up for him, but, you know, you could get to your prop if you have one.
Yeah, I'm actually going to stick to my guns here, and I'm going to go for the Kawhi Leonard breakout here. I think he's going to break out of his slump. I'm going to go for his 22.5 points. Sure. Going to go the over there. And in his last, so Kawhi's actually gone over 22.5 in his last eight games after a W. And I think they're going to, while they, you know, may not cover, I think the Lakers could remain within eight points of them. I think they're still going to come out with the win outright. So assuming that trend continues, Kawhi playing at home, I'm going to get him to break out of his slump, crush him through mid-range Jays and stellar defense. I'm going to go with Kawhi Leonard over 22.5 points. And I'll throw in one bonus one once you get back to yours.
Yeah, that was the last one I had. There's no number posted yet. I think they're just waiting for some injury news for the Detroit Pistons. But once they do, I'll post it on my Twitter. But if you do see a Valanciunas rebounding prop, I do like the over for him tonight.
For sure. Yeah, and the last one I'm going to do is Luka Doncic over 8.5 rebounds. And I mean, Dante's got this in a hurry last game. I think he cleared his line was 7.5 2 days ago. He cleared that in the third quarter. I think that this is going to be one of those tempo games where, even though Dallas doesn't play at a high pace, I think Luka, ever since Kristaps is on the bench, which is always a good thing, he tends to hit the glass a little bit better. Tim Hardaway Jr. has been playing amazing lately.
Yeah.
Part of me wanted to get in on his three-point line, so I might try to get in on that a little bit later. But
yeah,
I think this is where Luka is going to be in a good spot. Being that Dallas needs a win, I think he's going to be very aggressive. So I like him at 8.5. It's a bit overstated, but I think he can easily get that. He's averaging that over the course of the season. So this is where he steps up.
Yeah. I mean, you would look over the last 10 games, the Brooklyn Nets are down to ranked at number 25 and opponent rebounds allowed at 47 per game. Let me see if I can pull up what they're giving up to point guards here over their last 2 weeks. I mean, 5.9, but it's Luka, right? And I like you mentioned, I think the factor for him is that not having Kristaps Porzingis on the floor, where it opens up more rebounding opportunities for guys like Luka on the bench. And then quickly, I think you were talking about 3-point shots for him. This was something I was looking at earlier before we got on to record, and you know, I was looking at some 3-point or just looking at over some stats of defenses over the last 10 games. Brooklyn is number 28. In opponent three-pointer made shots allowed close to 15. So I think you're trending in that right direction for three-point shots here tonight, whether it's Luka or Tim Hardaway Jr. So yeah, definitely, you know, definitely take a look at those two props Dan just mentioned. If you have them on, post it on your book.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch those games too. I mean, I think that's going to be probably the best game of the slate here. So yeah, let's get into our best bets for tonight. I'll start. My best bet is the Wizards covering against the Toronto Raptors plus 3. I think this is the Wizards continuing to just dominate. I don't know if we're going to see. I'm actually really curious if Kyle Lowry, he's not listed on the injury report. It looks like Toronto's going to be putting out their full unit here, but I still don't trust it. I think that they're still obviously playing for the lottery, and the Wizards are just streaking too hard that I don't see their play going down to the level of the Toronto Raptors. Think they eke out the win here and cover. So I might take them money line. Actually, I'll probably take the money line, but I'll also take them spread too, just to cover my bases there.
Like that. A couple options, man. Let's see. Kind of want to take Brooklyn, but it feels kind of trappy. Let's go with Golden State, man. I know it's a big number here tonight. But they should roll, right? I mean, you're going up against a crappy defense against Oklahoma City Thunder. You're at home. You need to get the victory. You have the motivation that you want to get into the play-in tournament. OKC, I don't think they will be able to keep up with the scoring of the Warriors, especially the way Curry has been playing. And now you're getting help from Andrew Wiggins. You know, Draymond's going to be Draymond. So I like, you know, Golden State in this spot, low-key, not – you know, really on a national TV game, should take care of business against the Thunder here tonight. Big number. I don't like taking these big numbers, but I'm going to go ahead and fade this OKC team here. So I'll take Golden State minus the 14.
Yeah, we got Draymond's points line at 8.5. Pardon me. I was just thinking back when we recorded with Scott earlier this week, where we're just hating on Draymond and his lack of scoring. But that actually seems pretty high for me, 8.5. Not anything I'm ready to bet on, but I guess that's promising considering that this guy's averaging like what, 5-6 points a game this year. Pretty crazy. So yeah, we're gonna watch. So I know you usually love getting on Steph Curry props.
Yeah.
Are you going to be looking at any of his like 3-point lines? I don't really like his assists and rebounds tonight, but you know, who knows? I mean, maybe you throw the flyer out there, do the, you know, is Curry going to score 40? I was actually just going to look at that market.
Yeah. Here, let me see if I can pull it up. So, I mean, his points prop for tonight is listed at 35.5 and him getting to 40 is only at plus 144. I mean, in the previous matchup this season, I think he had dropped 42 against the OKC Thunder. Quickly, let me see if I can pull that up here.
I see it at plus 196 for FanDuel currently. That's not the best odds for him to go to 40, but I mean, his props at 35.
That's crazy,
he got 42
right?
on him, man. Like, that seems like actually a pretty good bet.
Yeah,
and then, FanDuel doesn't even have his 50 point listed here.
Something's fishy.
Right.
Something's fishy. But you take a look, these two teams matched up on April 14th, the Warriors rolled in that game 147-109. Now listen to this. 29 minutes for Steph Curry, 14 of 20 from the field, 11 of 16 from 3-point line. He dropped 42 in that game. So I mean, we might see it again tonight. Who knows, right? This team's not playing defense. So, I mean, take a flyer. You know, if you think he gets up to 50 points, then I'm sure he could get it around 7-1, 8-1, and put a pizza bet down on it and then just see what happens because, you know, he's it's Steph Curry, man. He could drop a 50-piece any night.
Any night. Yeah, and looking at his 3-point made, man, 6.5 right now. So you said, I mean, he got 11 in 29 minutes. Come on. I might have to throw some action on that one, man. He's gonna be lighting them up.
Yeah, and three straight games where he's made seven or more over his last three. He had 8 each against the Pelicans. He had 7 against the Rockets. So, and again, like we mentioned, he had 11 against the OKC Thunder in a previous matchup. So, I think the more and more we're talking about it, I think I'm going to put something down on it for a little bit.
What started as a best bet just became 2-player props that we're about to load up real quick.
Yeah, just to have something on the game, right? So, definitely take a look at that.
For sure. All right, guys. Well, make sure to check out McKee and Munaf tomorrow in Locker Room. Join us. Give us your best bets. We'll give you our best player props as well as some of our picks as for the slate. And then until then, we'll talk to you next time. Make sure to hit us up on Twitter, hit us in the Slack channel, share all your best picks. We'll give you some more of ours as well. All right, guys, we'll holler at you next time. Peace. Bah, 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 bah.